This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, June 17, 2019. I'm Mark Boulanger. Many labor unionists are attending the annual conference of the UN's International Labor Organization in Geneva, June 10th to 21st, 2019. The theme of this year's 100th anniversary conference is the future of work. One of the delegates who addressed the conference delegates was Rosa Pavanelli. Ms. Pavanelli is the General Secretary of Public Services International. The PSI represents public service unions, which include 20 million workers.
In 1930, Keynes predicted for the 21st century an age of leisure and abundance, with 15 working hours a week, thanks to new technologies. In 1980, André Gorze said that the abolition of work is already underway. The manner in which it is to be managed constitutes the central political issue of the coming decades. The reality is that it is still impossible to imagine a society without work. Moreover, work has intensified. It is more precarious. It is less and less a source of income and livelihood. PSI agrees with the calls for universal social protection for all, a new social contract, the dire need for fair fiscal policies, respect for equality and diversity, sustainable growth and development in all societies. Technologies and science have improved our lives, but creativity, innovation, and progress are not virtues of the private sector alone. It is thanks to public institutions, university, hospitals, research institutes, the military, and others, if we can enjoy internet, GPS, smartphones, speech recognitions, Google, and much more. They still play a key role in innovation and development. In the era of algorithms, we need more transparency, accountability, and regulation. Powerful businesses base their action on secret agreements, proprietary and gag rules, while our lives are increasingly becoming open books. This is a threat for workers, for people, but more important, for our democracies. A jobless future decided by few technology firms is neither desirable nor inevitable. Instead, it requires the guidance and responsibility of governments and the whole process, regulating the role of IT companies, ensuring strong democratic governance, and protecting data as public goods. Changes do not occur at the same pace in all the places. Almost half of the world population still lives in rural areas and depends on rural economy. The majority of women continues to work in agriculture. 10 years of austerity and neoliberal policies for most people meant a reverse journey to poverty and even exclusion, and it is not the technology and lack of investment to blame, but ideology and politics. The UN Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights has criticized how the financial institutions, corporates, and even the UN have aggressively promoted privatization of public services, regardless to the human rights implication or the consequences for the poor. Failing to address this issue now will lead not to a brighter but to a dark, dangerous future. Yet, the OECD estimates that public services account for 76% of the disposable income for the poorest. Implementing the SDGs will require to hire 13 million healthcare workers, 69 million teachers, where women account for 70% of the workforce, and millions of new green decent jobs can be created to prevent disasters and build resilient communities or in ensuring universal social protection. These require strong public investment and regulation, fixing the broken global tax system and reduce the power of corporates over government and international institutions, including in the ILO.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.